With SRN News, I'm Ron Taylor. Donald Trump held his first public campaign rally since he was injured in an assassination attempt, an event in the battleground state of Michigan, alongside his new running mate. The joint rally with Ohio Senator J.D. Vance yesterday was the first for the pair since they became the GOP's nominees at the Republican National Convention in Milwaukee. The former president promised to put an end to Biden economic policies.
Under my leadership, we will throw out Bidenomics and we will replace it very simply with Maganomics, Maganomics.
Donald Trump also praised his vice president running mate, J.D. Vance.
I want to thank you, J.D., for the introduction. You're going to be a fantastic vice president of the United States. And, you know, I chose him because he's for the worker. He's for the people that work so hard and perhaps weren't treated like they should have been, but they were treated that way 4 years ago, I can tell you that.
Also at SRNnews.com, correspondent Mimi Montgomery reports on Israeli retaliation in Yemen the day after Houthi rebels targeted Tel Aviv.
Israel's army says it struck several Houthi targets in Yemen following a recent fatal drone attack by the rebel group in Tel Aviv. The Israeli strikes appear to be the first on Yemeni soil since the start of the Israel-Hamas war. Israel's military says a number of military targets are hit in the western port city of Hodeidah, adding that strikes come in response to hundreds of attacks carried out against Israel in recent months. A Houthi spokesperson wrote on social media platform X that Yemen's being subjected to a blatant Israeli aggression, saying the strikes targeted fuel storage facilities in the province's power station. I'm Mimi Montgomery.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken says Ukraine is on its way to being able to stand on its own feet, and the military, after more than 20 other countries, have pledged to maintain their financial aid. This is SRN News. Christians do not want AI in their churches, SRN's Michael Harrington.
A new poll from the Barna Group reveals that strong majorities of believers think that artificial intelligence is inferior to human beings when it comes to important aspects of religious life. 86% don't want AI performing spiritual counseling. About two-thirds of respondents also think their pastor should avoid AI when developing and writing his sermons. Christians are more open to AI helping with things like financial planning. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The New York Attorney General and the New York Civil Liberties Union have filed suit against a county on Long Island over its last attempt to ban males from playing on women's sports teams at county facilities. The separate lawsuits were filed Monday. They came on the same day that Nassau County Executive Bruce Blakeman, a Republican, signed the policy into law. An earlier executive order by him was struck down by a judge. More online at SRNnews.com. I'm Ron Taylor. Calling all snake lovers.
A mega den of rattlesnakes at a remote location in northern Colorado is now available for live round-the-clock viewing online. California Polytechnic State University scientists recently put up a webcam at what they say is one of the biggest rattlesnake dens they've ever seen. The goal is twofold: to reveal how rattlesnakes behave when people aren't nearby, and to bring in the public to spot details about the snakes and surrounding environment that might otherwise be overlooked. The den is home to as many as 2,000 rattlesnakes at a time. John Scott reporting.
No, you really don't have to wait 30 minutes after eating to go swimming. Doctors say there's no need in most cases to wait. That old warning stems from worry that people might drown or struggle because blood will be diverted to their full stomachs instead of their muscles. But Dr. Matthew Baggett of the Cleveland Clinic says people will have plenty of blood flowing in their muscles after eating, and it's safe to swim. More details at SRNnews.com.